Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Beis in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 924th daf in Shas, a very special day. We're beginning a beautiful Meseches that begins with a Mishnah that deals with Tainas Besulim, and that is what happens if a husband is concerned that a woman that he had married, who had he had obligated himself in a Ksuba to a value of 200 zuz, that is the requirement for a besula virgin, and it turns out he believes that he is afraid that she is not a besula, and she was not a besula when he married her, and the halachos of going to Beis Din. Of course, Meseches Ksubis is a Shas Mesechta. It is referred to by some as a Shas Katan. It is a beautiful Meseches. It is a Meseches that is easier than Yevamos, but at the same time has very, very, very important concepts in Nashim, in Seder Nashim, and in all of Shas. Our daf is going to begin to understand the Takanas Chachamim. We're going to learn that a Besula is supposed to get married on Wednesday, so that if he has problems, he would go to Beis Din on Thursday. And our daf will also discuss different instances when the fellow is an ones and is not able to do the nisuin in the appropriate time. Let's give a little bit of introduction, of course, to that. When a man marries a woman, when he betroths a woman, says haret mikudeshesli, so then that is called erison. When he brings her into his house, that is nisuin, actually. That we'll discuss that a little bit today, exactly what nisuin is. That's a subject of debate amongst the Rishonim. If a person is an ones and doesn't do nisuin at the appropriate time, so that has an open question in regards to a woman eating truma, because normally a woman is entitled to eat truma only after she's entered the husband's house. But what happens if she has not come into the husband's house after 12 months? And that will bring up different instances and discussions of different types of onsin. And on Amud Beis, we will have a very important sugya, and that is what happens if, in regards to a get is given on a condition, and then the reason why the condition is not fulfilled is due to an ones, what will the halacha be? So let's Beis Hashem begin. Besula nisis liyom arviv almana liyom achamishi. A besula gets married on Wednesday, and an almana, a widow, on Thursday. Why? Because Beis Din in general sits in Beis Din twice a week. Biyom Hashem, biyom Hachamishi. So therefore, get married on Wednesday. So that Beis Din is convenient, and he'll be able to come to Beis Din easily to be able to bring his claim. Rashi here says something that is important to the Balei Tosos. They disagree with Rashi. Rashi explains that the reason why we want him to wake up and go to Beis Din is, says Rashi three lines before the Gemara, "Betoch sheyavo leBeis Din yizbara hadavar ukishiyetzi hakol shema yavo edim." Firstly, if you're like me and you're attached to an older Gemara, there is actually a mistake that the Oz V'Hadar, I believe, fixed. I'm not sitting in front of my Oz V'Hadar Gemara. I'm sitting in front of my first Meseches Ksubis, and that is, it should not say Ukishiyetze HaKol, but rather it should be Kishiyatze HaKol. And the correct way of reading Rashi is Umitol Shiyavo LeBezni Yisbara HaDavar Kishiyatze HaKol. That when, due to the fact that he'll come to Beis Din, the matter will become clear. Why? Shema Yavo Edim. Because Edim will possibly come. In other words, once there's a to-do, then there's a possibility that Edim will come and say, yes, we know that this woman already had relations with another man. Tosis from the get-go, in a famous Tosis in Iyun, disagrees with Rashi, and he says that the whole takana there of Besula Nisis Liomarvi is in a case of which a woman is married to a kohen, the husband here is a kohen, or she's less than 3 years old. In that case, the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph says that there isn't a Sfek Sveika of whether she's a Besula. Rather, there's only one Suffolk. Let's take a look on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, one of the most famous Dapim in Shas. When a woman is found not to be a Besula, says the Gemara in the top of Tes Amud Aleph, we have generally a Sfek Sveika. Suffolk Tachtov, Suffolk Ein Tachtov. We don't know if she was mezana when she was married to the husband or not. Number two, we don't know if she was raped or not. Suffolk bonus, Suffolk beratzam. However, when it comes to an Aishas Kohen, it doesn't matter. She's going to be usher to her husband whether she's one who had relations ba'ones or she had beratzon. And therefore, there's only a singular suffix. So Tosa seems to be learning that we made a takana. In a case of an Aishas Kohen, or for that matter, a girl that was less than three, it doesn't matter if she had relations vis-a-vis her psulim because her psulim are chozrim. So then in such a case, according to Tosis, it's not to create the kol so that the matter will be resolved, but rather the reason for the takana is, in the case of a wife of a kohen, then if it turns out that she was not a besula, as a safek, maybe she was mezana tachtov. So then, in such a case, then she's going to be, and not only mezana on her ratzon, but raped as well, then she's going to be usher to her husband. And, says Rabbeinu Taim, five lines into Tosti Bar Maschil She'im, once we did that, the Chachamim made a takana for all women as a lo plug, as a way in which not to differentiate between particular situations. So that is a two hasberim of Rashi and Tosos for why Shim Hayulo Tainis Besulim Hayimashkin LeBezdin. The Chassam Sofer has a famous explanation that the opinion of Rashi is that when it comes to a Sfek Sveika, there is still a Chiyuv to be Mevarer the Dover, and that's why Rashi says Umetok Shiyuvah LeBezdin Yisparah Dover, while he claims that Tosos disagrees. Baruch Hashem, in a new Sefer that we put out that's being sold in Eichler's and at the YU Svarm sale, we suggested another pshat within the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis, but definitely we discussed there the conventional pshat of Chassam Sofer. Let's begin the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mepnei Mal, Amru Besula Nisis Liyomar Avi, Lefisha Shaninu. The reason why a Besula gets married on Wednesday, because we learned, he gives man velo nisa. The halacha is, as we will see later on Daf Mem Chesam and Beis, that if the time comes for the husband to take the wife in after 12 months following the erusin, and he doesn't, ochlos mishalo, vocheles, vocheles betruma. Then if he's a kohen, she's able to eat truma, and he has a responsibility to support her. Yachal, he gives man becha b'shabbos he'malo zonas. I might think that if it's time comes on Sunday, they're supposed to get married on Wednesday, that he has already a requirement to give her mezonos. That's why we learned besula nisis liyom arvi. So that is the connection between the requirement of Wednesday and Sunday. However, Rabbi Yosef points out that there's something unclear over here. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mari da Avram, an expression, our master Avram, Tali Tanya b'delo Tanya, hi, you gave a brisa to something that doesn't seem to be connected to a brisa. In this case, actually, it's a Mishnah, but a teaching. Qualifies the Gemara. What do you mean you gave an explanation for Sunni Sulam or something that's not written? Hai Tanya Vahai Lo Tanya. Hatanya Vitanya. It is written. Besula Nisis Liyom Ravi is explicit, and that's the explanation. Ella Toli Tanya de Mefarish Taima Biditanya de Lo Mefarish Taima. You gave an explanation, Besula Nisis Liyom Ravi, based on a Mishnah on Mem Chesam Beis. However, our Mishnah tells us the reason why. It has nothing to do with the 12th month. Take a look at Rashi, about 12 lines from the bottom. Mishnah Seinu Taima Mefurish Betocha. Our Mishnah expressly gives the reason. Kidesh Yashkam LeBezdin. In order that they should get up to Bezdin. We Gizman. Ein Shum Ta Mefurish Ba. And the Halacha, about 12 months, on Memches, doesn't give any explanation. Lomar Mepnei Mai Mi Gizman Bech Vashav Seinu Malam Zos. So our Mishnah is Toli Tanya B'taima. It gives us the reason. Why bring up on Memches and Beis? If anything, Memches and Beis doesn't give us any explanation for why that is so. Ela itmar hachi itmar. Rather, it should be learned as follows. Amar v'yuda mishmol mipnei ma amar besulim nisle amar v'i. Why is it that she gets married and went to shema yilo tainis besulim hayimashkim lebezin? Because if there is a fear of a lack of information that she's a besula, then he will go to bezin. To which then there's a follow up question. V'tinase becha b'shabbos. Why don't they get married on Sunday? They could also go to Bez Din on Monday, Shemari Lotanis Basulma Mashkin the Bez Din. And now we give an explanation. Shaktu Chacham al Takanas Benes Yisrael. The Chacham were looking out for the best interests of Jewish girls. She had Tarek Basuda Shlosha Yamim, that he should involve himself with a Suda for 3 days on her behalf. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Echa Bishavs, Hashem Bishavs, Shish Bishavs, Urevi. And on the Wednesday, Konsa, he does Arison. And now we have what Shmuel was talking about. Va'achshav sheshaninu shaktu, that we looked out on their behalf and they get married on Wednesday. Osa sheshaninu, this that we learned on Memches. He gives man v'lo niso ochlos mishlov ochlos betruma. If he doesn't take her in 12 months later, that only applies if 12 months fell out on a Wednesday. What happens if 12 months, he gives man becha b'shabbos, it falls out on Sunday, mitok she'en yochel lichnos, since he can't bring her in, ena malalo mezonos, he doesn't have to give her mezonos. Now the Gemara extends this rule. Lefichach. Now that we have the appropriate understanding, what Shmuel was saying is based on shaktu, this is how we say in the yeshiva, shaktu, that because of the takana, midrabban, it's referred to as shaktu, to get married on Wednesday, we don't penalize him if the 12 months ended up on a Sunday. If that's so, then we're going to learn out a few more sets of halachas. Lefichach, therefore, cholahu osha cholsehi. What happens if he got sick or she got sick on Wednesday? And for that reason, he didn't take her in. Just like the halacha is that if he's an ones because the 12 months come out on a Sunday, we don't penalize him. The only time really he has to support his wife is when he was already konsa, when he already did nisuin. So too, if he gets sick or she gets sick, oh, she appears a nida or she becomes a nida. Of course, the Ran points out that the simple reading of our Gemara is that you can't have a chuppas nida. And this is a famous discussion over here in the yeshivas that they discuss on Daf Beis in Ksubis, and that is that whether the position of the Rambam, as quoted by the Ran over here on our Daf, is correct, that, and he asks questions on the Shitas HaRambam, that a chuppah cannot take place with a nida. Simple reading of our Gemara is that it can't. We don't pask in that way. Particularly the Ramah does not pasken that way, but there is such a shita as well. The Mechaber does pasken like that, Ramam. Osha pirsa nida, eina ma'alo mezonos. So then in such a case, he doesn't give her mezonos because they're an ones and they can't do the nesuin. V'ika debay la miboy. And some presented all these givens as a question. Cholahu mahu. What would halacha be if... The first shayla is, what happens if he gets sick? Mahu, what's the halacha if he gets sick? Do we consider that an onus that he now has to support her? What's the studim of the shaila? What are two sides? Hasam time in my mishum da onus v'achanami ha onus. Just like when it comes to the case of when the 12th month is completed on a Sunday, he was an onus. So too here, he got sick. He's an onus. He can't. Oh, dilma hasam onus betakanta tekin l'rabban. Maybe over there he was an onus in the takanim d'rabban. Hachalo. But here he's not. If he becomes sick, he has to support her. What if she gets sick? He could say to her, I'm ready to get married. Or she could say back to him, your mazel, literally, means your field was flooded, but your mazel was such that you couldn't get married because I'm sick. And you have to begin supporting mezonos. If it's correct that she could say nistachva sadeu, pirsa nida mahu, what would be the halacha in regards to if she becomes a nida? Maybe nida is different than if she becomes sick. Gemara explains, b'shas vesta lo tibay lach, If it's her regular period, so then in such a case, then we don't consider it this general mazel, because it was expected period of nida. Kiti baylach shalob shasves the mai. Kimin lob shasves the half your matzamel and istachfas sedev. She could say it's your luck. Odilma kimin deikin ashi the kamishenayu vestu kishasves the dummy. The mefarshim tried to discuss and explain what exactly is the difference between shas vesta and shalob shas vesta in terms of nistachfa sadeu. For our purposes, since nida is so regular, if it's a nida b'shas vesta, then it's not even subject to the concept of nistachfa sadeu. It was your bad luck. However, when it comes to shalob shas vesta, then it could be looked at as nistachfa sadeu. And then that becomes the Gemara Shai. The Gemara continues again, two lines on the top of base and the base. On the one hand, she could argue it's a stachlaseu. On the other hand, since it's part of women's nature, it's not the same thing as a field being flooded. Kishas vesta, we don't differentiate in this regard between dam, shalobishas vesta, to dam, bishas vesta. Again, we mentioned a seminal machlokas rishonim that comes out of our Gemara. Why, when she's a nida, could they not do chuppah? According to Rambam, it's because chuppah does not work when a woman's a nida, because a chuppah shein ruyah labia is not considered a chuppah, is not considered nisuin. While most rishonim understand that the chuppah would work, however, the chachamim were not mechayev a man to take her in, and he's considered an onus, because he doesn't have to take her in because she's not ruya labia, and therefore there isn't a chiyuv mazonos. That's our Gemara saying. But of course, if a woman is a nida, he can't have relations with her, but they can go under the chuppah. This becomes even a machlokis in Shulchan Aruch. Ruba de ruba poskim, of course, paskin that a chuppah's nida does take effect. The Gemara continues five lines from the top. Pasha ravichoy, he gives man v'lo nisa ochus v'shilav ochus v'truma. Lo Nasu lo katani. Now here we need to punctualize. There's niso and nasu. Nasu is mashma that the bailim, it would be masculine, the bailim didn't marry them, as opposed to nisu, the mashmos is that women didn't marry them. So says the Gemara, it doesn't say that the men didn't marry them, and rather it says the women didn't marry them. So it sounds like the ikuv, what's being held back, is on the woman's side. And the Gemara clarifies, Heichidam, either kama akvin ini, if she's the one who held back from the marriage, amai ochlos mishalov ochlos betruma, then why should be entitled? Let's say she decides that she wants to be difficult for whatever reason, so then she shouldn't be able to eat truma. Ela lav disnis, but rather she held up through an onus, kai gavna, like the ones mentioned above. Uktani ochlos mishalov ochlos betruma. That would seem to indicate that she would be entitled in the case of where she's an onus, because it seems like there's an onus on her part. Amar Rashi lo omlecha kol onus lo achle. If it's her onus, she's not entitled to eat. Udikama akvi inhu. And the only time that she's entitled to eat is when they hold him back, the men. Ubedinu di boilin the misni lo nis nasu. Really, it should say lo nasu, that the men didn't marry. But vaidi tani reisha bididay, since the formulation of the reisha over there is talking about the husband, tanami seifa bididi. Excuse me. Since the reisha is talking bididi in regards to the woman, Rashi explains three lines from the top that we give, that there on Mem Chesem Beis, it says that we give the woman 12 months to prepare. So the subject is the woman. So then, Tananami Sefer Bididi, we talk about her not being able to marry, but really, if it's him who held back the marriage because of his onus, she'll eat. But if it's her onus, so then in such a case, she will not be able to eat Mizonos nor Truma. Now we have an important chidush in Hilchos Gerushin, and it brings us to sugyas of Tnoim. Omar Rava, ul'inyin gitin einu ken, when it comes to get, this halach is not so. Rashi spells out beautifully, kedarko b'kodesh, on the last wide line on the top of the Gemara, right before the first narrow line. Ul'inyin gitin einu ken, says Rashi, alafichach kai, it's going back to the fichach that we had read on Amin Aleph. Dash me'inan, she'ikvas ha'ones potraso min ha'mezonos. We learned that if there is an ones, so then in such a case, he doesn't have to give mezonos. Le'inyin gittin ein tainas ones malo. Moelis. That's what Rava's subject is. Rava's coming to say that this, that we learned, that onus is significant, and he doesn't have to pay. When it comes to get, that doesn't apply. What exactly is the case of get? Im nosan get l'isho, if he gives a get to his wife, almanas, on a condition. What condition? Im lo avo adzman ploni. If I don't come by this particular time, yehei get. Vinenas, and he had an onus happened to him. Velo ba, hareze get vini yochel omer onus. So you see, then in such a case, the get is not valid, and he can't say that he was an onus. Back into Gemara, Marav, leaving get an eino came. That when it comes to a get, it's not so. Alma kasalva rav, ein onus begitin. We have a rule that there's no such thing as onus when it comes to get. Asks Gemara, minole le rav, how did Rava know that this is so? Where did he deduce this? Ilei mehadisnan. It came from the following halacha: Maseches Gittin, Hareza Gittechem Lo Basim Mikan Vad Shneim Asa Chodesh. It will be a get to you if I don't come within 12 months. Umeis Besok Shneim Asa Chodesh Ein a get. So we deduced Meis Udein a get, that if he didn't come because he died, it's not a get. Hachala. But what happens if there was an onus? Hareza Get. Even though there's an onus, we say Ein Onus Begitin. Now, we don't take that account. At the end of the day, he didn't come. Ah, he says, I didn't come, what some refer to as tainus onus begitni, as a taina, that he was an onus. So nevertheless, that is not siddigifin. Maybe the Mishnah is not coming to tell us that if we were sick, in contrast to dying, that it's a get. Maybe really, if it's chala, it's also not a get. Vihi gufa kamashlan. And the Mishnah over there is telling us a totally different halacha. The ain get lachar misa, that a get is not valid if it took place after death. Asks the Gemara, ain get lachar misa hatana le reisha. If that is the chiddush, that is already learned in the reisha of that Mishnah. What's the reisha of that Mishnah? Now come quotes. Hareza gitech mati. Hareza gitech mechol izeh. Hareza gitech lachar misa lo amaklom. We already learned that, so that can't be the chiddush. It must be that it's coming to tell us Chola hareza get, and the rule of Rava of ein onus begitin. Says Gemara, the Gemara is not willing to accept yet. Dilma, maybe that's not right. Lafuki mid Rabbi Seinu, the Mishnah is not coming to tell us that chola is a get, but rather something else. The Seinu will learn the Brisa of Rabbi Seinu hitiru linase. The rabbis allow her to get married. Explains Rashi, it's connected to our previous Masech, the Maseches Yevamis. Says Rashi hitiru linase below chalitza. We allow her to get married al chalitza lahi dim lo basi. In the case of lo basi, so then in such a case she could remarry. It's a full fledged get. Vamrina man Rabbi Seinu Amar Yudah Mishmol beidinu d'shar mashcha, a bezin that was famous that had allowed oil which some had prohibited because of it coming from Gentiles for the fear of us becoming too close to the Gentiles. That bezin that was matured. So let us understand this case of Rabbi Seinu. Explains Rashi and Dibra Maskel Dilma that there was a Shita that said that in the case of the Seifa, emphasis here the Seifa, of when he writes a get imlo basi mikad va'ad shneim asar chodesh, the Shita of the Rabbosai are very interesting. They hold that there, if he dies within 10 years, since the get has zman ksivaso, so then in such a case, the get might be valid, to the point that Rabbi Seinu say that you don't even need chalitza. He analyzes the Gemara. Vamrina man Rabbi Seinu, who is Rabbi Seinu? Amar Yudah Mishmol, Beidina Sharmach, shall we say? There was such a shita, and therefore the get is valid, because Savri Loka Rabbi Yossi, that they follow Rabbi Yossi. The Omar Zmanu Shol Shtar Mochiach Alav, that the Zman of the Shtar tells us that his intention was to get divorced from, but when he was still alive. And therefore, even though in the interim he dies, the Shita Rabbi Yossi is that the get could still be Chal. And therefore, maybe it could very well be that we need the Seifa to tell you that in such a case, the get is not valid. And the Reisha is telling us a classic case of ein get lachar misa. So that's what the Gemara is doing over here, where the Gemara says Dilma lafukim and Rabbi Sleinu in regards to the Seifa, and therefore the ratio we cannot infer hachala hareiz a get. Really, chala is also not a get, and it's teaching us the general rule of ein get lachamis, and the Seifa is telling us a particular chiddush. The Ella says the Gemara mi Seifa me achshem lo basi mikan vadu beis chodesh umeis b'self shneim asa chodesh hareiz a get. But what are we going to do with the fact that the intonation of the Seifa seems to support Rava in a different way? Because he says, if Me'achshav and Lobas Mekan Vad Yud Beis Chodesh, and he dies in the interim, it's a get. So we'll deduce, Meis V'hu Adin L'chola, that if he doesn't come, then it's going to be a valid get. Like Rava had said, we don't take onus into account. Says the Gemara, Dilma Meis Til Dafka, maybe Meis specifically, is being said to Lonichale to Tipo Kameyava. Then in such a case, he doesn't want her to fall in front of a yavam, so his intention is, even if he dies in the interim, of course there he said Me'achshav, so then the halach is that the get is going to be a valid get. However, if he becomes sick, so then in such a case maybe the halach is different and the get would not be considered valid. Elameha. So Gemara says, rather infer from here, Da'ahud amelo luhu, I lo esinim ikan v'atosin yom lahavi get. He says that if I don't come within 30 days, it should be a get. Also, b'sof, he came at the end of Tlosin Yom of 30 days. U'paske mavra, and you see that he wants to cross the river and come, but he can't. The river is flooded. Amelu, and he screams out, Chazuda asoi, Chazuda asoi. You see, I want to come. You see, I want to come. Amar Shmuel, lav shma mesoi. It's not considered as if he came, and it could very well be that that's based on Rava's rule of Ein Onus Begitin. Says the Gemara, okay, but that only applies Dilma Unsa de Shchicha Shani. Maybe when it comes to a river that has run over and he can't cross, then in such a case, then we ignore that because he should have taken into account the Kimdi Baila Snuye. He should have either put that into a Tanai or left earlier. Velo Asni Iudasanasha. He loses out. Ella. Rather, the Gemara, three lines about, and this is how we're going to pick up Mirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. Rava is going to give us his own Svara, and it's not based on any of the previous Mekoros, the idea of Ein Onus Begitin. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Beis in Maseches Ksubis. I have to go to Shachris, but I am hoping that we've had quite a layoff of the halacha component of the Daf Yomi. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope that we're going to continue. I hope to find some time today amongst all my other responsibilities to my Talmidim and family and friends. I hope to be able to start up again the halacha component of the Daf and the halacha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Beis in Maseches Ksubis.